This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day, of your busy Thursday, to join us and join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. We are about to start a new one here today. We just wrapped up James chapter 1 yesterday here on WGOD. We're going through a 9-week, which will play faster on the radio, but 9 sermons to get through the book of James, and we're going to start chapter 2 here in a moment. This sermon is entitled Mercy Triumphs Over Judgment. Now, in the meantime, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church this weekend. If you're looking for a good church home, if you're perhaps new to the area or perhaps looking for a new church, I invite you to come out this Sunday morning at 10:30. We are in the book of Romans, verse by verse. This week, we're kicking off one of the greatest texts in all the Bible, Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we're kicking it off this week. You are invited Sunday morning, 10:30. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday morning, 10:30. Sunday evening, too, at 6 o'clock. So, okay, well, let's go to the Word now. Again, this is part one. This is a 30-minute message, so this will air today, Friday, and Monday as well. So here is part one of this sermon, Mercy Triumphs Over Judgment. We're kicking off chapter 2 this morning in the book of James. So far, it's been a pretty good study, hasn't it? This letter sounds just like the Proverbs in the Old Testament, with many warnings about being careful about how we live. In chapter 1, James encouraged us to count it all joy when we encountered various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith develops endurance or patience. James instructed us that God is the giver of wisdom, at least to all who ask for it, that God gives to all liberally and upbraideth not or without reproach. That is, God is no respecter of persons. Remember that as we start chapter 2 here, coming up in a moment. Also in chapter 1, James warned us about sin and about enduring trials and temptations. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, or if you remember, approved was that word, dokimos. When he's been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. And let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, neither will he tempt any man. But everyone is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lusts and enticed. So that falls on you, not on the devil. Don't blame him for that. Then when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Also in chapter 1, James reminds us where good gifts come from, and that we ought to be swift to hear
and slow to speak and take a long time to get angry about something. Next to last, he tells us to be doers of the word and not just hearers. Then he says, deceiving ourselves. Because if you just listen to the word and even agree with it, but then you don't act on what you hear, then according to James, you're deceiving yourself. And you're incorrectly judging yourself. But the Bible calls you blessed. Here in verse 25, if you do what it says, do what the word says and you'll be blessed. Obey the Lord, obey his word and you'll be blessed. Love what God loves and you'll be blessed. Hate what God hates and you'll be blessed. Be a doer of the word, church. Psalm 1:1 boldly declares, get this, blessed is the man who doesn't. You're blessed for not doing. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But here comes the opposite. His delight is in the law of the Lord. That's the word of God. And in his law does he meditate day and night. He will be planted like a tree, planted by the rivers of waters, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf will not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Do you want that? Psalm 1, verses 1 through 4. Be a doer of the word, James says. He wants you to have this kind of life. Joshua, God said this to him, this book of the law. Now remember, all there was 5 books back then. We got the whole Bible now. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, so that you may observe to do all that's written in it. For then, then, you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. The proverbial Midas touch comes from all doers of the word, not hearers of the word. Don't deceive yourself to thinking that you sit here and hear something and say amen and then not go and do what it says. James says you're kidding yourself. But be a doer of it. Lastly, in chapter 1, James uses a word that I can't recall is anywhere else in the Bible. You know what the word is? Religion. Religion. Since I wrote this, I have found it in one other place in Galatians, but basically, talking about it, this is it. Man, oh man, that word religion, it's got such a bad connotation today from slackers that want to eat, drink, and be merry and not be accountable to anyone for their lifestyles. That's the truth. Religion. They always trash religion. Not James. James commends religion. That is, he commends true religion. If anyone among you, this is verse 26, James 1:26. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. King James says vain, which means useless or worthless or good for nothing. Again, if any man among you thinks that he's religious and doesn't bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. You see, there is a useless religion, and it's not those that try to live a righteous life. Useless religion is those people that won't silence their mouths and control their tongues. Those that go around yapping and gapping about other people. It's useless religion. If you go around talking about someone else and not bridling your tongue and being quiet when you should be quiet, that is useless or vain religion. And let me say to you, don't waste your time, because it doesn't honor God. He calls it vain. Read more in Isaiah chapter 1 if you want to find out what God thinks about vain religion. He says, your sacrifices make me sick. Take this communion out away from me, because I hate it, because it makes me sick. Take your incense away. Take your offerings away. That is vain religion. Verse 27, but pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. So according to the Bible, the religion that stinks belongs to the individual that runs his mouth and speaks things with his tongue that he ought not to speak. Remember, James says to be swift to hear, but slow to speak. True religion looks like this: one who cares about people that are in need. In James's day, this was a common need. Widows and orphans. Men died young in those days. You want to find true religion? Do you want to find true religion? Then I encourage you to come by this church every first and third Monday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, here I am working on what true religion is in my office, and God's shoveling people here through the front door that don't have two nickels to rub together or anything to eat. That is true religion. You want to find true religion? I encourage you, go down here to First Baptist Church tomorrow morning at around 6 or 7 in the morning. There's thousands of people there. We get 23. I'm grateful for it. They get thousands. The buses drop them from all over Central Florida. That is pure and undefiled religion. What are they doing down there? Everything. Bicycles, food, clothing, showers, whatever it is that you need, First Baptist Church of Merritt Island is there to do it. And they do it. And they're to be commended for it. Want to find true religion? Go volunteer at the Seafarers Ministry in Cape Canaveral. And you'll see it there. Pure religion.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.